Welcome to the How We Rise Leadership Podcast. I'm Alicia Reese, and I'm so honored to host season two with Claudia Chan. Now, this season, I get the distinct pleasure to dive into the mission of this leadership podcast, which is to empower you to rise to become the leader that both your destiny and humanity is calling you to be. Now, we are going to talk in this podcast episode all about managing the anxiety and the mental health amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, yes, Claudia Chan, you have been, especially in your book, you talk a lot about activating a new generation of leaders. And in this time, there's no better or no more pertinent and valuable principle that we have to actually dive deep into. So now, people respond best to self-discovery. And with this global pandemic, it has definitely been a self-reflective mirror for all of humanity. Now, you've worked with over 100,000 professionals over the last 7 years through a number of challenging experiences. But what has been the most powerful discovery you've made about leaders throughout not only your trainings, learnings, and experiences, but your workshops and even the writing of your book?
Well, first, Alicia, I just want to say thank you so much for that introduction. And I'm so excited that you are going to be interviewing me for season two for the How We Rise Leadership podcast. And I adore you. And the minute I met you last year, I just knew that there was such a special connection between us. So thank you. It's an honor to do this, work with you.
Absolutely.
So in terms of all the years of creating She Summit, my leadership conference, and programs inside organizations and working with leaders and professionals, is the greatest discovery truly is that there is leadership potential inside of every human being and every person that is untapped, and that there is a leader inside every person. And the unfortunate thing is many people don't associate themselves with leadership because the traditional definition has been very, very old school and siloed to, you know, you have to have a fancy title to be a leader. And I just believe that when you don't associate yourself with being a leader, that, you know, you're not fully taking advantage and embracing your worth, your value, your potential. So just thinking of yourself and knowing that there's a leader inside of you that's actually already been leading so many things in your life up to the point that you're at right now. So, you know, so there's a shift that happens on how you perceive yourself, your worthiness, your abilities. And we don't give ourselves enough credit for all the things and all the challenges that we've already led through and persevered through. And we are so strong. There's so much limitless potential and greatness and strength and resilience inside of us that we don't even acknowledge and give ourselves credit for. So, you know, that's the first thing, really, as we talk about how are we managing, you know, our anxiety, our fears right now amongst this global pandemic, is that there is a leader inside of you, and you can lead yourself through this. And you can, and when you lead yourself well, and you lead your mind well, and you lead your actions well, then you're leading everything around you well.
Yes, absolutely. And you said something really, really powerful, that we haven't given ourselves enough credit for what we've already led ourselves through. Because you don't have time, especially when you're going through something, you're not thinking about or giving yourself enough praise or honor. Like, I'm so proud of you because today you took the next step. And then yesterday or the day before or even the day after, you took another step. Like, that truly is something that you should be proud of. Because so in moments of crisis, we really all are presented with a myriad of options. And the realities of COVID-19 and how it's completely upended and even transformed all of our lives is absolutely undeniable. So many parents are now home learning educators. It really has transformed things for us. So for those figuring out how to work through all of the emotions and the feelings, and even the very valid fears, how do we still tap into our highest potential and our greatest strengths?
Definitely. And And just quickly, when you said, when you talked about those parents, that those working parents that all of a sudden are still trying to do their job at home and taking care of their kids, you know, I think that I often talk about being reactionary versus being proactive. And when you're in that sort of disempowered state, it's very easy to get reactionary. Like when a trigger event happens and, you know, this surprise takes place that you are not expecting, it's easy to get in, like mentally to get into this reactionary period. And that's where, you know, we need to catch ourselves and make the shift of, okay, I'm going to be proactive. I'm going to activate my leader, the leader inside of me. And I'm going to proactively think about how am I going to lead and manage the situation, right? As opposed to like that immediate panic. And you know, in the beginning, of course, it's like we go into our like fight or flight instinct. And when the COVID hit, I was like, okay, I immediately went to, let me anticipate the worst case scenario, not to be negative, but just to make sure that, you know, food, like supplies, medicine, you know, just making sure that, because I've got two little toddlers. But then, you get into those instincts kick in. But as soon as possible, if you can just sort of catch yourself mentally and say, okay, I'm not going to react and freak out about this. I'm going to actually be in charge of this. And I'm going to step back and let me plan and organize and let me lead through this. So that just that simple shift is so powerful. And so leading into your question around, you know, the fears and the feelings, again, this is all very reactionary, you know, and that's the reactionary space where it's negative emotions. And, you know, we need to also just remember that worrying doesn't do anything. Like worrying, it completely is the most pointless emotion because it just weakens you. And so worry and fear, that's not going to help the situation. So reframing is a really, really powerful tool to shift you into the positive. And for me, this is a huge pillar of building resilience, of what I call one of the foundational pillars of personal leadership. I have 13 pillars in my book, How We Rise. But the reframing is, how do I look at this obstacle and this challenge and this external sort of crisis or situation as an opportunity, or what are the positive aspects of this? And I often say that obstacles can be opportunities. And how do we start now shifting and reframing around what's happening? Okay, and look at your life from this outside in perspective and proactive perspective and say, okay, this is the year 2020, I'm this age, this is where I'm in my life, this massive thing is happening to the world, to me individually, to my family, to my workplace. And how am I gonna reframe around this so that this I can actually grow and get stronger? And so some tools that I have that I've been also just practicing is that, okay, this is going to be a season of life that is going to grow and develop me. You know, I often always say that, you know, the path to our highest potential, when you raise your hand and you choose that pathway, that I'm gonna be courageous, I'm gonna choose extraordinary and truly step into what my potential could potentially be, as opposed to just choose ordinary. And that, you know, the higher expectations you have of yourself, like the more obstacles there are going to be. Like every leader, yes. You know, the more extraordinary your life is, the more extraordinary your challenges are. But challenges are good in the sense that they actually build our endurance, they build our resilience, they build our courage, and then that builds our character, that shapes who we're becoming. So sort of step back, pause, step out of the craziness and the chaos and say, okay, if this is gonna last for 1 month, 3 months, 1 year, you know, I'm going to reframe around this as a horrible situation and instead think about how I'm going to lead through this. And this is going to grow me and develop me and make me stronger so that I can be a better leader, person for my family, for my work, for my health, for my mental health. And so just that reframing tool and then that shifting, that energetic physical feeling, because feeling is so important, you know, but when we can mentally shift from that negative to the positive, that reactive to the proactive, then all of a sudden our energy shifts.
Yes, absolutely. And that reframing tool is incredibly powerful, because instead of saying, oh my God, I have to, or, you know, this is happening to me, it you can change it to where it's, not only is this happening for me, but I get to this. So I get to empower my child with all of the knowledge and information that I want her to know. And then what I don't know, I also get to hire people virtually to assist me in educating her so she is her best self. So reframing.
Absolutely. And I also believe that there are positive, obviously we know the negatives that come out of COVID. We read about it on the news every second. But the positive, you know, I did a social Instagram post the other day that, you know, I think God is almost pressing reset on humanity, and that, you know, in many ways, technology is a game changer and has allowed us to innovate as a world on so many positive levels. But in many ways, like, work and technology has also disconnected us. And I think, you know, back to the basics of, you know, we're so caught up in this world on productivity and material things and, mm-hmm. you know, comparison, and like, we got to have this to be happy, and more, excess. And just the basics of, like, being in your home with your family and having to actually see each other every day and talk to each other, and also just calling on friends that you literally haven't spoken to in a year, who are like some of your closest friends, right? Because we're all just so over busy. Texting and social media has taken over communication. So I think that getting us back to the basics of, like, use what you have, you know, like, clean out your closet, purge, donate some stuff, cook meals, have family dinners. You know, so I think that these are, and obviously it's just showing also corporate America and the world that people can work from home, and that this is going to be good for the flexibility movement of, you know, if we want to get to, you know, gender equality in the workplace and build more inclusive, thriving workplaces, working from home and that flexibility is pivotal for our future of work. And so these are some of the good things that, you know, we also need to focus on that's coming out of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it really is redefining and reframing what it needs to look like in order for you to, you know, like you say, be able to lead from within. So now that also leads me to what we've noticed is because there is around the clock, every second, there is news coming out about what's happening, what's going, and like a symbiotic relationship with heightened levels of uncertainty, you many times will also find heightened levels of angst. And now that angst can feel like a cloak. Now, you embarked on a life-altering spiritual journey years ago. And when I first heard the story, I resonated with it so much because I can understand what it feels like once you connect with your spirit. So it's not about who you are, what you wear, the promotions you've received. Once you've connected with who you truly are on the inside, it transforms things. And what it did is it not only transformed you, but it has led to thousands of professionals redefining leadership and also discovering that there truly are infinite levels of joy. So what are some of the ways or methods that we can use to begin that discovery for ourselves?
Thank you. I love that question, and so beautifully said. So, you know, my journey, you know, it's interesting because I didn't grow up very much as a spiritual person, but I ended up marrying a boy from the South, John Wagner from Atlanta, Georgia, actually Peachtree City, Georgia. And, you know, I met him in about 15 years ago at this point, but he started taking me to church. And I was like, I didn't grow up going to church, but it really, really changed my life. And I became a Christian. And so much of, you know, I talk a lot with all my diversity and inclusion work. Obviously, I'm not preaching religion and organizations, but I often share it in my authenticity of who I am, that I am a Christian. And that is a massive, massive source of my work. And God is definitely behind, you know, so much of my mission. And so I've also believed it's taken me on this journey of just believing this shift from, you know, we're all born as human beings with a me over we mindset, where it's all about me, myself, and I, and it's being human. It's no offense to anyone, because we're all that way. And that it's, we immediately by default live and lead a self-centric life. and to, you know, obviously to focus on our survival, our health, our well-being, for us, for our families, for our immediate units. But I learned in the journey and my spiritual growth that it is really a me shifting from a me over we to a me for we mindset that is truly how we reach our highest potential. Because if you think about it, if we get to live to 80 years old or 100 years old, however long we are blessed to live, the purpose of life is not to just like take and receive from the world, right? Like my journey here is not just to like me, myself, and I just take, and everything for me and my family and my unit. And really it's to take and receive and yes, have an extraordinary life and have amazing experiences and all the beautiful things that make up life, but then for us to contribute. And we forget that all the privileges, the basic privileges that we have, you know, the benefits at our job, in our communities, at our school, having the schools that we have. I mean, wherever you are, clean drinking water, right to vote, basic necessities that we take for granted every day all happened because of individuals who are purpose-driven and had me for we mindsets. And so really the limitless potential that I believe in all of us, and this is a lot of on why I talk about we need to redefine leadership to mean leading change for what you care about and leading from where you are, is that there is like we're here to make an impact, really. We're here, and that's the most extraordinary life you can experience is when you impact and when you can have that impact. And the spiritual piece, so there's a leadership journey and a diagram in my book, in my How We Rise course too, that says, you know, to maximize our impact, you know, requires leadership development, but to optimize and maximize our ability to lead and develop as leaders requires personal growth and doing that internal personal work. Like that's all of like the core limiting thoughts and like all that internal stuff that holds us back, right? That's the personal growth stuff. And then that's rooted in spiritual growth, for me at least, you know, because like I got to root, like what's the why? What keeps me going? And I think you said earlier is that we're not just people like having a, you know, human experience, we're human beings having a spiritual experience, and that, yeah, so it's definitely, but back to how people can begin to really discover that for themselves. So to answer your question on what are some of the ways and methods that we can use to begin this self-discovery process, is during this time of COVID-19 and we're all working from home and we're all staying at home, this is the perfect time to focus on your self-development and growth. This is the perfect time to, you know, listen to podcasts like this or audiobooks or read or take an online course or, you know, do that personal growth development work, because you actually, first of all, you need it for your mental health, but it's building those internal pillars. And what I say is, if you're a tree and you're rooted in the ground, you want to be that tree that has deep, deep, deep roots, as opposed to little roots, because when the hurricane comes, you can stay steadfast and stay rooted and strong into the ground. So this is a great time to invest in yourself and build that internal foundation and really have those breakthroughs.
Absolutely. Rooting yourself is, I do believe, as you are activating and becoming a leader and tapping into who you are, and who you were created to be and who humanity needs you to be, rooting yourself, oh my goodness, it allows you, the deeper your roots, the bigger your tree can grow, the more shade you can give to others, and the greater your impact will be, simply because you took the time to root yourself. That is just such a powerful way to not only come to the understanding of why it's important and what you need to do to manage that anxiety and your mental health. Because if you're not rooted, every time the wind blows, you fall over. And then you have to rebuild yourself. And then you fall over again when more wind comes.
That's right. And, you know, I see on Facebook and on social, people are asking, hey, you know, what are some good shows to watch on Netflix? And, you know, I know this is where certain businesses are performing really well, like, you know, Hulu and Netflix. And I'm like, no, don't binge on Netflix right now. Binge on learning. Like, this is a time where you can get stronger on the inside, because, You know, the more you develop as a leader internally, the more you can handle anything externally. And also, I always say too that we all have trigger events, you know, whether it's with, you know, a family member, whether it's with a colleague, or it's our own, you know, something so simple can throw us down a negative pattern of stress and just beating up on yourself.
Yeah.
So it could be, for example, my big thing is always productivity, and I set out to like get all the stuff done in a day. And if I feel that I am not getting it done, my immediate reactionary emotion is to beat myself up and give myself a hard time because I'm not being as productive as I had planned to be. And it's so crazy how mean our voices can be to ourselves inside, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe, you know, I would say with John and I, me and my husband, there's always, of course, I would say in any marriage, in any relationship, there's always a trigger, like two or three things that trigger the other person. And so those are just great in terms of practical, like, how do I work on myself? Like, you know, even just jotting down, here are, you know, five things that always trigger me down a negative path where I'm not showing up in the integrity and I'm not really being the good leader and role model that I really could be, and that these thoughts are not productive. So even just writing down, you know, these are the trigger events, and how do I, you know, how do I shift that? How do I shift that into something more proactive, more positive? And again, there's so many resources out there that are, you know, one tap away on your phone. So this is a great time for personal growth and for some of you, spiritual growth, and for others, just leadership development.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And speaking of leadership development, so at the end of every single podcast this season, I want to ask you, because you have had an incredible life, and I don't just mean when it comes to material things, because that is inconsequential when it comes to the true essence of life, in that you truly have tapped so far into not only source, but into your purpose that you are activating and will activate millions of others. So what would you say, and at every end of each episode, I'm going to ask you, so prepare yourself. But what would you say has been one of your greatest either leadership principles or quotes that you live your life by?
Sure. So what comes to mind, given the theme of today's conversation, is a quote that I share in my How We Rise leadership course and trainings, which is that my schedule is less about what I get done and instead more about who I want to become. So my schedule is less about what I get done and more about who I want to become. And when I think about my life from the outside in, and when I say outside in, what I mean is we typically live our life with an inside out perspective. Like, we're very focused on the micro daily to-dos of our everyday and our week. It's like minutia stuff versus, you know, if I'm God or if I'm my Father in heaven looking at me, you know, 7.8 billion people on the planet, and there's Claudia, you know, who is she meant to become? And that there's only one me in the world, and there's only one you in the world, and everybody listening, there's only one you in the world. So who we're meant to become and who we are, our birthright, is extraordinary. And so all that stuff, all that icky stuff that, you know, the self-judgment and the fear and the anxiety and, you know, or just the stuff that we limit ourselves, right? Those thoughts and those beliefs where we're limiting ourselves. It's sort of stepping out and reminding myself that I'm extraordinary. My destiny is extraordinary. What I decide to do, what actions I take, how much I decide to invest in learning versus Netflix, how much I binge on myself versus Netflix, or, you know, choose to like be reactionary and emotional and as opposed to work on myself when a family member is driving me crazy, or, you know, like all of those decisions are shaping my character and who I'm meant to become, and that matters, and that I want to role model. I want to be a person that has a legacy and that really makes a difference, right? So the who I'm becoming, you know, sort of pulls me out of my reactionary inside out thinking and into my bigger proactive, bigger macro level of my character, and all roads lead to character. So that is what my go-to statement to remind myself to shift back into the leader that I'm continuing to grow as.
Whew. That was, I mean, gold. That's gold. We could package it up and literally sell it. That was gold. And now as we're ending, I want to remind every listener that the most extraordinary life you can lead is one of impact. Claudia, you said it best. So make sure you join us on the next episode as we all are not only tapping into the leader that's inside of us, but working to ensure that we lead a life of impact. See you next time.
Thank you, Alicia.